A very, 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 very good morning to you. If you just, if this is the first audio boo of the day you're listening to, because for all we know, if you download the audio boos, put them on your MP3 player, go for a walk the dog, whatever. Who knows what order they come up in? Because I've noticed when I download a big stack of episodes, they're never in the right order. So I'm not quite sure how your player sort of gives priority or whatever to the episodes, if it's alphabetical order or date order or what. If it's just like mine, all sort of mixed up. So anyway, that's why, because people write in, Steve, how come you always, practically with every single audio boo that you do, you always say good morning, as if it's the first one I've listened to. This is like the eighth one of the day. I'm getting fed up with you saying hello, how are you? I'm just being nice. I'm being polite. That's all. Nothing else. I'm quite happy to just start the program without the formalities. Right. What do you want? How's that for the beginning of a podcast? I've got a fabulous cup of tea here. Hang on. That's very good. It's in my Beatles mug, which can mean only one thing. It's Beatles time, folks. Yes. On this day in history, with the Beatles, don't forget, we are starting to do... We've started a new series looking at the history of the Beatles. And we did an episode yesterday entitled... What was it called? When There Were Five... And this will be a regular sort of little episode. Sometimes we'll do several in one day. Just depends how much time we have. But that is in addition to our usual On This Day in History, which is a very specific program. Okay, so let's have a little look here. To begin with, I must confess, I've lost the thing. Which is never a good start, is it, Pilar? Eh? I've actually lost the thing. Right, here we go. My info. So we were celebrating George's birthday yesterday. An awesome man. And now we have simply two bits of info for you. For Feb 26 in 1970, the Beatles album, Beatles Again... was released in the US and contained the song Hey Jude. Hey Jude, by the way, which is mentioned in one episode of The A-Team. Yes, Murdoch is pretending to be, well, looks a bit, I mean, this is like the 1980s, but he's pretending to be some sort of British colonial. A bit patronising of the British, but that's what he was doing in the episode, and he's doing his British accent. It's the one where they're in Kenya, and they're trying to stop some Englishman, don't know why he had to be English, from selling weapons or something. And they were trying to, you know, one of the scams that Murdoch and Face do on unsuspecting people. And he's saying, blah, 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 you know, you're not speaking the Queen's English, this would be, you know, this is terrible. Where's your copy of Hey Jude, he says. So look out for that if you're looking for references to the Beatles. There's one there in an episode of The A-Team where B.A., as far as I know, they go to Kenya. Maybe it's not Kenya, but I think it's Kenya. And it's they're trying to stop the illegal... killing of elephants for the sale of the ivory. So check that out for the reference to Hey Jude. But getting back to the purpose of this audio boo, which is the history. I've not got very long left now. Goodness me. In 1987, Capitol Records released the first four Beatles albums on CD. That was 1987. And that's it. That's your lot. For On This Day in History with the Beatles for Saturday the 26th of February 2011. You can follow this program in various ways. audioboo.fm/English Radio or twitter.com/English Radio. Thanks for listening.